You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alex Dunn and Alistair Jones here, looking ahead to the Triumph Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, taking an anti-post view off the back of Trials Day. Apple Shakira 5-2 as we record this, 7-1 for We Have a Dream. Espoir de Laine is 8s with Redetion. Stormy Island 10s, 16-1 for Sussex Ranger, and 20s and bigger the remainder. I think, Ali, a lot of people will be talking about Apple Shakira, and everyone thought that she was, well, I say everyone thought, a lot of people thought she was a good thing for this. Did her performance on Trials Day make you doubt that at all?
It didn't. We didn't learn anything new about her, you know. I mean,
she won. She won at Sevens on.
Yeah, she's won, you know, all three races, pretty much as she likes. She's in top hands. Trainers, you know, got a great record in the Triumph Hurdle. Rates her highly. There's, you know, not a lot to knock. She's a very good mare, but whether what she's actually achieved entitles her to be that short in the market. She's that short purely because she's, you know, because of the connections she's with and the fact she's done her winning at top tracks. But the actual substance to the form is, you know, can be knocked. So I think she's a false price, I do. And the fact that she's shown a distinct liking for plenty of cut underfoot as well. She's certainly not guaranteed that in the opener on Gold Cup Day. You've got to look elsewhere.
Okay. What about the other JP horse, Espoir de Laine?
Espoir de Laine's arguably achieved more in Ireland, beaten better horses. The concern with me, looking to take an anti-post angle on the Triumph, especially with regards to the McManus horses, he's also got another lurking as well at bigger odds. I don't think he's got nothing in the Supreme, basically. And if you remember, Binocular ran in the Supreme as a four-year-old, got nailed by Captain CB. I think one of these two will run in the Supreme unless something comes out of the woodwork. Mm. I don't see why he'd run two in the Triumph when he has got history of switching a four-year-old to the Supreme novices. So that would be the concern back in either Apple Shakira or Espoir de Laine, you know, anti-post for this race. Just that I think Apple Shakira is more highly likely to run in the Triumph. That's where they're you know, yeah, they've been angling towards that target throughout. But the Irish horse, I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me if he ran in the Supreme.
Okay. What about We Have a Dream then? A 7-1 shot.
Very solid form, beating, yeah, Sussex Ranger in that Chepstow, the Grade One there. Nothing not to like. The front two were totally dominant. That, you know, in terms of setting the standard form-wise of the domestic team, he would have the outstanding credentials.
Alan King's actually got the other, what I think is a real live player for this, and that's Redetion, who the turn of foot that horse showed at Kempton was pretty eye-catching.
He'd be the one I'd be backing at the minute.
Yeah.
Because he was decent on the flat, rated in the 80s. He's got definitely stay of the trip. I mean, he's a mile and six winner on soft ground at Redcar. He's been very impressive at Kempton both times. Foot perfect, really knows his job. And like you said, he does everything right. He travels strongly, he jumps, and he's got a turn of foot. Stable does well in the four-year-old division. If I was going to have a bet in the Triumph right now, he'd be the horse, because you know he's going to run in it. Because King's got various other options for the Fred Winter. Well, it's not even under consideration. He's definitely going for the Triumph, and I think he's a live contender.
William Hill's non-runner insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your anti-post fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race, and to any stake, you're covered with non-runner insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
Yeah, Festival Insurance live here at William Hill. If you back a runner and it doesn't make it to the Cheltenham Festival, doesn't run at the festival at all, you get your money back in cash, any runner, any race, and any stake as well. So it's kind of like insurance that your horse gets injured or whatever and doesn't make it to the festival. So very much a good positive addition to the Antipost Markets here at William Hill. Speaking of Antipost Markets, we've had trials day at Cheltenham at the weekend, and Stephen Powell joins myself, Mark Walden, to look at some of the changes to the betting, and we're going to start with the Triumph. We're going to look at the Triumph on this little piece, and Apple Shakira was already well fancied for the Triumph hurdle, already towards the top end of the market, and whilst it wasn't visually all that impressive, it was almost workmanlike, her success at Cheltenham on Saturday, she did still win by eight lengths. And she looks the one to beat for me in the Triumph. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd agree entirely, Mark. She's definitely the one to beat. She's running a race that Nick Henderson there has used before for a subsequent winner in Peace & Co. from a couple of years ago. She seems to handle all ground. I mean, it has officially been soft on all three of her runs at Cheltenham, but it was changed to heavy after the first race on Saturday. It was not very, very soft when she won there in November, so I think she'll be fine in terms of the conditions as well. And she had to sort of work a little bit harder on Saturday to win, to beat Look My Way, who's a bona fide heavy ground contender. I mean, he won by 22 lengths at Fos Las on heavy ground on the flat, so he's got no problems with underfoot conditions, and he was really tanking coming around the bend, and I briefly thought she was in trouble, but Barry Geraghty didn't panic, got her alongside, good jump at the last. And I mean, her jumping is one of her key attributes, to be honest. She's very quick and economical, and then she's powered away up the hill. Obviously, people say about the hurly-burly of a big field, most Triumph contenders have to go into it with a worry about that these days, because they don't really run. You don't get juvenile races with lots of runners, so it's going to be a concern for anyone really on that score. But usually the best horse will win, and at the moment she is the best horse in that division.
William Hill went 3-1 on the back of that performance. She was 7-2 before the race, 3-1 after Saturday's performance, and now 5-2. So continued support, you'd say, for Apple Shakira. She does take an awful lot out of the market, though. She's 5-2 at the top end of the betting, and then it's 7-1 bar her. We Have a Dream is 7-1, 8-1 Espoir d'Alene, Rhodesian is 8-1 as well, 10-1 for Stormy Island, 16-1 Sussex Ranger, and 20s or bigger for the others. Any others that have caught your eye so far for the Triumph?
Well, I think Sussex Ranger's a big price, 10 points bigger than We Have a Dream, considering there was not a great deal between them at Chepstow on very, very testing ground in the finale hurdle. And the interesting thing that you mentioned there as well is that the top three in the betting, two are trained by Nicky Henderson, two are owned by JP McManus as well. Mm-hmm. I would imagine We Have a Dream will line up because it's different ownership, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with Espoir d'Alene and Apple Shakira, both JP McManus horses. And at the moment, Espoir d'Alene has shown the best juvenile form in Ireland. That's going to get a bit of a shake-up this weekend with the Dublin Racing Festival, because they've got a Grade 1 juvenile hurdle race there, and that might just put the Irish pecking order into a bit of perspective as well. But something's going to have to be quite impressive, I think, to get close to toppling Apple Shakira. But of those he mentioned there, I thought 16th on Sussex Ranger was a big, big price, because the form of his win at Sandown has worked out very well, and I think the really testing ground at Chepstow wasn't ideal for him, and he made a good fist of things there.
Yeah, I get the point there. 16-1 for Sussex Ranger, could be the each way angle in the race. We will of course revisit this and several other markets on the back of the Dublin Festival. But as it stands at the moment, if you were to have a bet, or what was the most likely winner of the Triumph hurdle, what would you say?
She's I wouldn't say she's enhanced her credentials, but she's solidified them even more at the top of the betting.
Apple Shakira. Thank you very much, Stephen. I'm sure we'll talk again before Cheltenham.
Can't wait.
Good. That's Stephen's thoughts on the Triumph hurdle then. You can, of course, find all of the markets on the William Hill website. Click on the horse racing pages there. Go to Future Races and you'll see all of the markets for every single race at the Cheltenham Festival. And we have non-runner insurance on all of them as well. If you back a runner and it doesn't run at the festival, then you get your money back in cash. That's any horse, any stake, any race. Festival insurance here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.